Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I have someone here that is, I feel so honored and blessed to have connected with. Her name is Michiko Hayashi, and I have her all the way from Japan. She is someone who had worked with Dr. Emoto, who is a famous scientist, and she worked with him for 10 years until he passed away in 2014. And he did many studies on water and just the vibration, and she is carrying on his legacy. And she does that by carrying on this Emoto Peace Project, E-M-O-T-O Peace Project, that he started. And this project is really about educating children all around the world about the truth of water as a life source. And so he had this book that he started called The Message from Water. And this book is distributed all around the world. And so this is the work that Michiko Hayashi continues to do in his honor, carrying on this legacy. So thank you so much for your time and for being here.
Hi, Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for having me here today. I feel just so honored to be here, and thank you so much.
So I want you to share with my listeners really the power of water and what is this legacy that in the work that you're carrying on for Dr. Emoto.
Okay, Dr. Emoto, for people who don't know anything about Dr. Emoto's work, he was a doctor of alternative medicine at the beginning, and he cured more than 10,000 people with water, the personalized water. And how he did was he used the vibration, Hado machine. Hado means vibration in Japanese. Hado machine called MRA, magnetic resonance analyzer. Okay. And discovered the root cause of the problem that people had. And then he made the personalized water to cure or help people with those problems that they have. So at that time, he discovered that everything is vibration. When we are not in resonance with the vibration, in intrinsic vibration that we are supposed to have, like for example, the liver has its own intrinsic frequency, and stomach does, and heart has, and everything has its intrinsic vibration. And when we are not really resonating with that vibration, and when we live in that unbalanced vibrational days for many days or for years, then that's when we start to have problems. So he knew that water, everything was vibration, and water has memory, and it carries information, and it can help people. But during that time, people did not know that water could heal people. So he wanted to prove that everything is vibration and that water is absorbing that vibration. Then he came up with the idea of taking water crystal photos, like this. And so he took samples or droplets. He made droplets of water and started to freeze them and to observe the water, a frozen water, with a microscope. Then he could see, crystallized frozen water. At that time, we can see whether this water crystal is having the positive information or negative information according to the formation of the crystals. So he took thousands of pictures of crystals after showing different words, after making water listen to different music, showing different pictures, and even praying or sending intention to water. Then he discovered that our consciousness and water is really deeply connected to each other. That means water receives our intention, our thoughts, our words that we are saying. And because we are human beings at 70% water, I mean, approximately. And also in the air, there's vapor that's water. Also in the air, we're breathing in that water and breathing out that emotion also, because we are, even though we cannot see, but our intention or our thoughts, our emotions are powerful energy that is affecting water within us, around us. So
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So that's powerful. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. So he showed that in the book of children's book of The Message from Water, how water can observe the energy of everything, vibration of everything, the words, music is a powerful vibration also. And depending on what kind of music we're listening to, water changes its formations of crystals. So children will learn to listen to something beautiful instead of a destructive music, and or sing something beautiful instead of singing with anger or something, you know. And also when we talk, because we are water, and that's the formation of crystals are happening within our body, around us also, and that is affecting the Mother Earth also, or plants, flowers, everything. And so in the book of children's book of The Message from Water, we do show, he made this book, it shows many different kinds of crystals after showing the words, I love you, I hate you, or thank you, and you fool. You can just see the beautiful crystals from positive, kind words or gratitude, saying thank you. Many people know the power of thank you, but when we see, and when we see this water crystal, if this people who are listening to your radio show cannot see the crystal right now of love and gratitude, but love and gratitude, this one, is a most beautiful crystal that water ever made.
It is beautiful. It looks like a diamond. If you can't see it, it looks like a perfectly symmetrical diamond that that is water, a water crystal.
Mm-hmm. So Dr. Mote always said that this the creator designed the earth with love and gratitude. So that's why water made such a beautiful, perfect crystal, and the most beautiful crystal. That's the energy that the words love and gratitude has.
Wow.
And so if we live in the state of love and gratitude, then our formation of the crystals within our body and within in the air and on Mother Earth also is forming this beautiful crystal. That means we become healthy, we stay healthy, we become healthier, and our life becomes better, and the earth becomes, the environment becomes better. Everything becomes really beautiful because it's energy.
That is so beautiful, and it's so amazing, because I think that everything, like you say, comes back to water, and water is essential. That is something that we cannot live without. And I think that the vibration, everything has its own vibration, is powerful as well, because the more you learn about your thoughts, the more you learn about your emotions, the more you learn about your words, you realize that when you think or feel or use certain words, it makes you feel a certain way. Like the water in your body responds, and it gives you either a higher happy feeling or it gives you a lower, more sad feeling. And I don't think people realize it because they don't understand, they can't see the vibrational frequencies. And so it's hard for them to understand that concept. And so one of the things that I've tried to do, because I'm a psychologist and I have been practicing for 23 years, I say, how can I help my patients understand the power of the choice to use certain thoughts or words or emotions? And I tried the rice experiments.
That was
something physical that I can show them. So can you tell them a little bit about your work with that?
Sure. Okay. Actually, this was it's on the back of this children's book. We say, let's try this rice experiment. What we did at the beginning was many, many years ago. One of the elementary school kids did it at school. His mother cooked rice and prepared two jars, glass jars, and she put the same rice into two different jars. And her son, elementary school, I think he was about 10 years old or so, he wrote two words, different words. One was thank you in Japanese, and the other one was you fool in Japanese. And then he put thank you on one jar that has rice in it, and the other you fool on the other jar with rice in it. And every day he said, thank you to this thank you jar, the rice, and you fool to this you fool rice jar. He kept doing it every day, just once a day. He said it once a day. He kept doing that every day for 30 days. In 1 month, there was result, clear result. The one with thank you got fermented, and just you can see how pretty looks and how nicely it smelled also, even after 1 month. And the other one with you fool got rotten. It looked completely dark and ugly. And so that's the energy. That's the power of word that we are always using, talking, or even thinking, you know? So if it does to rice, just imagine what we are doing to ourselves, because we are water. And the rice got fermented or got rotten because it was cooked in water. And water is the conductor. Yeah, water is the conductor. Water is the transmitter of this vibration.
Wow. And we have to take a short break, but I want to come back and I really want to start on that, because that is beautiful, that water is the conductor of the energy. Okay, we'll be right back with Michiko. All right, thank you and welcome back to part two. I want to welcome back Michiko Hayashi. We're talking about the power of water and its ability to transmit energy and intelligence and just anything, information, emotions. And so we're going to hear a little bit more about that.
Okay, good. Thank you. Well, just once again, I would like everyone to remember that we are 70% water. Well, if it's when we are born as a child, as a baby, we're almost like 90%, close to 90% water. That's why they are so watery, really puffy and, you know,
plumpy.
Yeah, yeah. But as we become older, we start to lose water. That's why we have wrinkles and start to have problems. And our brain needs a lot of water. Our brain is consisted of 80-90% water. And our blood is really more than 90% water. And so we just need to know that everything in our body is really water. And water does receive or reflect what we think, because what we think, our emotions are all energy, even though you cannot see that energy. But what you can do is, everything is vibrating. My hair is vibrating. This cup is vibrating also. It has its own frequency. And if you tap it, you can hear the vibration of this cup. See? Yeah. So that's vibration. This sound is the frequency of this cup. All right. Wow. Now, and when we are in the state of love and gratitude, that is the highest, most beautiful energy that we are emitting, and that's affecting our water within our body and around our air, in the air. And also, if we have plants or flowers or animals, pets around you or children around you, we are, by saying something or by thinking, we are affecting everything, all these children, pets, plants, as well as ourselves, of course. And I would like to, I mean, if I know that people cannot see, but when mothers usually say, well, hurry up and do this to children, because these days mothers are really busy, or fathers too, adults are really busy, but because of this COVID, people started to slow down a little bit, you know? So that's good. In that sense, it's good. But when we say, do it, the water forms ugly, really mm-hmm. ugly water.
Looks like a black hole.
Yeah. It's like, and because it's really destructive energy that we are emitting. So the water cannot form that beautiful hexagonal crystal. But when we say, let's do it,
wow,
with the respect, it's
that's
really
beautiful.
Pretty.
Looks like a leaf,
right? So this water is showing that we should be respectful to yourself, to other people, to all the things around us. We should be grateful for whatever we have, wherever we are, because when we have our life itself, we are so grateful that I am alive, you know?
Yeah.
I am grateful.
Yeah. I just want to say one of the things that I will do or have my patients do is listen mm-hmm. to frequency music. Because, mm-hmm. and there are certain frequencies that will just bring out a certain emotion in you. Mm-hmm. And they have said, like, they feel better, or they're able to sleep, or they feel mm-hmm. less anxious. And so
right.
there is a real effect, a positive effect, that
sure.
the vibrational music with no words, just mm-hmm. music has
music.
On them. And it's
yeah.
because it's connecting with that water in their bodies and mm-hmm. their brains that's really mm-hmm. calming them.
Right. Okay. I know that people cannot see, but this is water, how water responded to music, Beethoven's Destiny. It's really beautiful.
It's beautiful. It looks like a snowflake.
Right.
If you look at it.
And this is from heavy metal music.
Wow.
Destructive. So you can see that water is really receiving, this music itself is really powerful, and you can use it to heal people. When you sing, it's even better. When you sing beautiful songs, it's even better, because you're singing, your body is feeling that, your vibration of this beautiful music. And if you don't sing, you can listen to solfeggio frequency music that will help you calm and feel loved, even love, like 528 is a love frequency. So if you feel that you need really love, then you can listen to that. Or a lot of times I use this 528 hertz tuning fork to heal water, to send out love to water.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the 432 frequency?
432 frequency, I think when I listen to that 432 frequency music tuned into 432, I feel calm. It's really, I like that. But I heard that after World War II, all the orchestras and everything was tuned to 440, which is kind of destructive.
Yeah, I heard that too, that they changed the frequency of the classical music.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So people who know about this, it's good to tune to 432 hertz.
Or 528, that's love.
Oh, that's a really love. And when I hit that 528 hertz, I feel, I just send it to the universe also, because this everything is vibrating. We're like a magnet. So what I'm emitting comes back to me. That's vibration. That's wave. When you throw a stone into the pond, that makes wave, right? Mm-hmm. And that same wave comes back to the center where the stone was thrown into. Yeah. So whatever we throw, the words that we say, the emotions that we have, or even intention that we have, is actually going to the universe and then comes back to us. And that's the law of vibration, which is law of attraction.
Yeah.
So every second is a choice. What kind of choice do you want to make? Positive or negative? Do you want to be beautiful crystal yourself like this? Or do you want to be ugly crystal yourself? An ugly crystal means you can get sick. But when you are creating beautiful crystals around, within you and around you, you're healthy, you're always happy, you're uplifted because the vibration is higher. And when the vibration is higher, the lower vibration cannot come into you. It's like turning on the light, all the darkness is gone.
Wow.
So that's how beautiful being in high vibration is, which is positive words, positive thinking, kind thinking, being service for other people. All the good things are high vibration.
And so when people come into my office who are depressed or who are anxious, you can feel the heaviness of their energy. Like after meeting with them, sometimes I just feel, I can feel the emotional drainness. And so that's why I'm always encouraging them to speak kind words to themselves, to really work on the healthy self-talk. That's encouraging, that's uplifting, that's more positive and healthy, as opposed to the more critical or worry type thoughts or like heavy sadness. And I'm wanting them to get out and to get moving and to get active.
Right. I think it would be helpful for you to show this. If you printed out that children's book of The Message from Water, those patients or people who are having the emotional problems, when they see how the water is responding and how it has memory, like if, for example, when we show this elephant picture to water, water created this beautiful crystal with trunk.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is amazing.
So like emotions, like hope, it's beautiful to the word. Hope is so beautiful, but despair is really broken.
Yeah.
So it's really
amazing.
Using the positive word, you can change your formation of your water within yourself. It's really affecting your consciousness, your emotions also. So sometimes I know, because we are all human beings, so sometimes we get upset. Sometimes we get worried about something, or sometimes we are sad. And that's how we are. We are human beings. But the only thing I can say is let it go. Do not stay in that negative emotion. And try to see, observe yourself from kind of above. Then you will see where you are, what's happening. Try to get out from that box and think about something, or just even say, I love you to yourself in your heart. Say, I love you, Michiko, I love you, I love you, I love you. You keep saying that. Then you start to really love yourself. You start to feel that love within yourself and say, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Michiko. Thank you to yourself. Then you start to feel thankful.
Yeah, and it's true because, like you say, the water has a memory. The water remembers. And if every day you're waking up and you're criticizing yourself, or you're down on yourself, or you're heavy, then it keeps you low. It's harder to get out of that cycle. And so you have to really make that conscious decision and practice it on a daily basis to keep your vibration high and your energy high.
Always practice. This is really, it's not just today, but every day, observe. What I do is I observe myself. What kind of emotion am I having right now? What kind of words am I using? Like, everybody has her or his own habit.
Yeah.
So when I learn about my own habit, then I can start to transform it, change it little by little. We can't step up from 0 to 100, but from 1 to 2, 2 to 3, every day, little by little, then accordingly, my life changes for the better because I try it every day, little by little. So that's how people can do. We are all the same people. So if I can do, everybody can do. And another thing is, I cannot change other people. The only person whom I can change, I can help, but I cannot change them. The only person I can change is myself. And that's something that everybody can do. And if everybody does that every day, then this world will change immediately like this.
I love it. So will you please share with my listeners where they can connect with you, where they can get this book? Because I know that, again, you are carrying on Dr. Emoto's legacy. And you are on the mission to change the world so that we are becoming aware of the love. We're becoming aware of the power of water that is within us, that is everywhere in our earth, and that we have a choice to choose love and to keep our vibrations high, keep our minds healthy, our bodies healthy. And that's the message that we need right now.
Right now. That's right. That's right. And it's so simple because this book shows that the most important and the most beautiful energy is from love and gratitude. That's what water is teaching us. And Dr. Emoto used to say that water is God because it's spreading, it's receiving the message from God and giving to us, sharing this.
Giving life.
Yeah. Right. And the people can download this children's book from www.emotopeaceproject.net. Okay, Emoto is spelled E-M-O-T-O, peaceproject.net. Also there, they can send me an email. It's actually EPP, short for Emoto Peace Project. EPP at emotopeaceproject.net.
Thank you so much, Michiko. I appreciate you sharing your knowledge and this beautiful book with the world and just enlightening people to learn more about water and the vibration. And thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Erica, and best wishes for you and for your patients and everyone.
Thank you
Thanks
so
for
much.
Listening to
Thank
Master
you
Your
much.
Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.